Welcome to this week's episode of News of the North. It's March 13th, 2018, and I'm your host, Paul Filio, here with my co-host, Antoine Bergeron. Hey, buddy, how's it going this week?
Pretty good. You're back. 2 weeks in a row. Woo!
Yeah. Hopefully this keeps up, if my kids can stop trying to take me out with random illnesses they bring from daycare. It'll be good. But no promises, as they're both sick right now, so. I could still go down in a blaze of glory. Alright, so let's look at the list here. We've got quite a few things this week. Not the longest, but not the shortest we've ever done. So I guess we'll get this started. And first up, as always, is our new releases. And this week, we're leading the pack with Semper Fidelis, Sons of Poseidon.
Yeah, so this is... what is this, Kale? I don't see this, Kale.
75mm.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Been staring at this train too long during the day. So, it is what looks like either a Spartan or a Greek warrior. Like a Greek...
something like that, yeah.
I have Peltast in mind, but I think that's a type of unit. Not too sure. But a Greek warrior with a round shield, crested helmet, spear. In the front of a ship, which invokes the Poseidon part of the name. So a sea warrior. Probably invasion.
Yeah, it's extremely well detailed. Yeah. It's a very nice model. If you look at the pictures, there's a shot of the inside of the shield where it's fully painted. Now, I'm sure that detail's all painted on, but whoever they got to paint this really did a magnificent job, and It shows off the model wonderfully. I think it's an exceptionally well-detailed model. Price point, 40 euros, which for 75 mil makes sense. It's pretty much in line with what we're going to see. I'm sure there's freight on top.
For sure.
But I think it's reasonable for a display piece like this. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's obviously what it's intended to be, so.
Yeah. It's a limited edition model, so only 75 available, and it's on pre-order, so until the end of this week, so you don't have to wait a long time before. And it's free shipping, so no freight.
Well, nice. I don't see that. My page is in whatever language this is.
Yeah, there's Spanish, a language switcher. On the left. Yeah, Spanish.
Okay. Well, that fine. Be that way. Logic me, why don't you? All right. Next up. Black Sun Miniatures. Death Axe, the Emancipator. And the Death Knight Avenger.
So first, Death Axe is a giant barbarian.
Conan! Yeah. Sorry. Bit of a cough there.
Yeah. Another first. Another cool one.
Yeah, exactly. Not the first Conan they've had. Still cool. They're the ones that do the Conan with the altar, right?
I think so.
Well, I think so, yeah. I think it's like an altar, and there's like a sacrifice going on, and Conan's climbing the steps or something.
Yeah, we talked about that one recently.
Yeah, in fact, it's on my featured items on the right-hand side of the same page as this Conan. Yeah, not Conan.
Exactly.
Yeah. Just like they also do not He-Man. But, yeah. Black Sun Miniatures, gorgeous stuff. I mean, there's nothing more to say. Price point, 35 pounds.
Speaking of that piece, it's that model. It's the same Bavarian, but outside of
the scene.
Outside of the diorama. Yeah, it's the same.
Yeah. That's too funny.
Oh, I might have skipped that as a new item then.
We didn't know that before. But that's okay.
It's still a super cool model, and you can get it alone instead of buying the whole thing if you don't want the rest of the diorama piece, which is quite costly when you get it all. So if you just like the barbarian and don't like the naked sacrificial lady, you can just get the male bark.
Yep. And 35 pounds, so pretty reasonable for a resin piece in 75mm scale.
The second one, the Death Knight Avenger, is a Death Knight lady. So fully armored, evil helmet with the horn, weirdly shaped sword. So all the parts you need, and a billowing cloak. So everything you need to be a badass Dead Knight lady.
Yeah, and you have alternate heads with different helmets.
Yeah, and skulls on the kneecaps, the shoulder pads, so... Yeah.
Yeah, it is very cool. Also 75 mil, 35 pounds. Oh, Black Sun. Oh, wait, they have another barbarian, not Conan. The piece is called Barbarian and the Lost Princess. And he's carrying a woman over his shoulder.
Yeah, that's the older one. Yeah.
Yeah. So much Conan, so little time. All right. Next up, Avatars of War, Vampire Count.
So, different scale. This one is 28 to 32 mil scale model, a gaming piece. This is a kit to modify your count. So, you have two different heads and two different arms. Like you mentioned, it's mostly what you would go for, either a Blood Dragon or Von Karstein proxy for Warhammer Fantasy or Age of Sigmar, if you want to have those characters.
Yeah. Nice little model. Basically 13 euros. Seems pretty standard fare.
Yep.
And Avatars War makes some nice stuff. Every time I see something from them, I'm still a little sad about Warhammer Fantasy. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, like you said at the top of the page, it's compatible with 9th Age.
That's true. That's true.
They're one of the company that promotes it.
Yeah, I still haven't tried 9th Age. Someday, maybe.
Yeah.
All right.
We should. The second revision of the rule is supposed to be pretty good.
There's a lot of games we should try.
Yeah, that's true.
But there's only so many hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. My one gaming night a week, I kind of want to play games I already play that I have armies for that are painted. It's tough to get motivated to try new stuff.
You have armies for and painted for that. No.
That's true. No comment. All right. So next up, Privateer Press, Slaughter Fleet Raiders, Theme Force Box.
So this is a new box that goes with the new release of the Slaughter Fleet Theme Force with all the new models in them. You don't get all the new models, but you get a selection of them. And there are some old models too. So in the box, you have from the old models, the General Gerlach Slaughterborn and his unit of Blood Gorgers. Those are the new version though. So nicer ones. You have Jessica Bloodtongue, a unit of Black Ogryn Ironmongers, the new mechanic Ogryns, a unit of Shard Dirge Seers, and the new Misery Cage, the solo that generates souls or something like that. So, a bunch of models to get you started in that new team force, and you just need to add a battle group, so a caster and his Warjacks, and you have a playable list.
Yeah, some of these models look really, really cool too. I really like the Blighted Ogryn mechanic types, the Ironmongers.
Yeah,
I think they look really cool. And Jessica Bloodtongue has an interesting look too.
I hadn't seen that she has a Blighted Whelp.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the first time I see one. That's cool.
Privateer Press, I find, has really upped their game in the last couple of years in terms of their sculpts and they have some really nice stuff. Did we talk about the price point on this?
Nope. So This is $175 US for all the stuff in the box. That's pretty regular. It should be available for regular retail, so your store probably has it a bit cheaper than that anyway.
Yeah. I think so. Alright. Next up. Scale 75, Chronicler.
Yeah. This is a cool model. I like it. It's a 1/24 scale piece. I'm not too sure how it comes out in the millimeter. Pretty big. It's looks like a post-apocalyptic wanderer, maybe.
Yeah, it looks like that. Very Mad Maxy look to it. Nicely detailed. I like the... I want to call it an axe, but I'm not exactly sure.
Yeah, it looks more like a recording device.
Yeah, I was going to say, it makes me think of like a microphone. But it kind of looks like an axe too, with those two veins on the side.
Yeah.
It's probably multi-purpose, let's not lie.
If you're in a post-apocalyptic setting, you don't have a choice. You need defense.
Yeah. Exactly.
I mean, your microphone can be used to kill people.
That's right. I'm reminded of Dune, that really bad movie. All right, so 41.32 euros. What a weird price. They must be basing in US dollars and converting it or something. Like, how the heck do you get 41.32?
I don't know.
There's obviously an exchange rate somewhere in there that's doing something strange. Because it doesn't exactly roll off the tongue as a retail price. But very cool, all the same. All right. Next up. Mears Miniatures. New releases.
Once again, a lot of stuff from their Kickstarter that's getting general releases. They have a lot of new units as usual. Be warned, the title of this new release is Beast and Boobs. So if you are going from your work computer or stuff like that and your work environment is a bit tame, you might want to skip this and wait because there are bare boobs on some of the miniatures. Nothing extravagant, but just be warned. My favorite release in that batch is the first one, the Giant Elemental. They have a pronunciation chart for its name, so Cleva Ronk Beast of Ganonheart, I think.
Ganonearth?
It's the closest I can do.
I'll take it. Accepted. I think it's a really cool Earth Elemental. Like It looks very different than what we normally see. It doesn't just look like a pile of rocks.
There's like moss. There's like a tree roots for his face. Roots everywhere. And it's big. That's a 120 mil base.
Yeah, I don't know.
So that's the Troll King size, if I compare it to a War Machine model.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's very, really very cool. Big. I like the shape of the face with the open trunk. That's his mouth.
Yeah, almost like a beak. Yeah. It's a nice looking model. Mears has a lot of really nice looking stuff, right? So it comes as no surprise.
Mm-hmm. It's a big model, so the price point goes with it.
Big price point, yeah.
Yeah, it's 90 pounds. So
yeah, $85.50 delivered right now because you save 5%.
Yeah. So not cheap. And they have a bunch of other stuff.
But huge.
So. But yeah, it's really big. So I could see on a more loose environment, use that instead of the War Rat for a custom Circle of Ouroboros.
Gargantuan, yeah.
Yeah.
This would look cool used as a World Wrath.
I think it fits. Wrath.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not stone. So it kind of doesn't fit.
It's a bunch of rocks, so...
I'm sure you can get away with it.
Yeah, I think so. In a casual environment, sure it doesn't fit for Steam War and the official tournaments, but if you just play at home with your buddies and you want a different style, I think that would be a good match.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Next up, Wargame exclusive, Emperor's Sister Squad.
So those are clearly not sisters of battle proxies.
Absolutely not. You know, there's nothing that would make you think they are.
No, just look at the backpack.
Yeah.
No similarities there.
Yeah, exactly.
So pretty nice model, a bunch of full squad, similar Kremlin Paralis for the banner, a leader, different special weapons. The big difference is they have... backpacks with what looks like torch.
Yeah, they're torches.
Which is a different style.
The big difference is they're made of resin, they're super high detailed, and they're still cheaper than the 30-year-old metals from Games Workshop.
Yeah. I meant look-wise. and they're updated. They are really nice models.
Yeah.
I just don't like the Torch backpack. Outside of
that, I'm not a big fan of that either, but I think these models are lovely. I have a full Sisters army, as you know, because I actually got some Sisters from you at one point.
Yeah, I helped him paint some of them. So
that's right, for a tournament a couple years ago. I remember that.
Yeah,
now. That may have been my first tournament experience.
No, you went to Arena before that.
Maybe. Yeah, okay. In any case, it was one of my first tournament experiences. So but yeah, no, these are super nice. I don't know if I like the combat heels. But I guess if you're going to have boob armor, you might as well have high heels too. And I say that, but there's no flesh showing. It's like armor is curved like a woman, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
So 10 models, 65 euros. If you think about it, that's pretty affordable considering it's what GW charges for the old medals.
Yeah, compared to metal, it's affordable. Compared to some plastic kit, it might appear a bit high, but I think...
Oh, but the detail level.
Yeah, I mean. for resin stuff, it's really on par. And it's even pretty cheap for resin model because it comes out to about €6.50, so less than $10 each.
I'm doing that conversion right now, buddy.
Yeah.
$10.29 each.
Yeah, so...
And I think the single medals from GW are around $13 or $14.
Oh,
more for the special weapons, yeah. Last time I bought, anyway. So I think it's a fair price. I think it's an exceptionally fair price. If you're looking to start Sisters, this might be a good option.
Yeah.
And Warrior Exclusive has a bunch of other models too that can fit in. They have a Saint Celestine equivalent. They have, you know.
Well, which look really good too.
Yeah. So they have a lot of other stuff you can do to make a functional Sisters army, complete with non GW models.
Mm.
All right, next up, Mom Miniatures, Undead Giant.
The name says it all. So it's a big, it's 12 centimeters, so almost 5 inches tall, Undead Giant. It has a lot more bulky look than what you usually see for Undead. It's heavily armored, giant weapon, cloak, fur, armor.
Yeah.
So
it's really nice looking.
The paint scheme they use is really colored, so it's kind of strange to look at.
Yeah, it's different. I'll give it that.
Yeah.
It's not what I'd expect. Like, first, it threw me off because there's a lot of like OSL going on and stuff to kind of have the undead glow thing, and it threw me, especially in the photograph, because I think it's maybe been retouched a little bit, so it looks a little too bright. It's kind of hard to make out some details.
Yeah,
but. I think overall it's a really nice model. Is that price point right?
Yeah, their stuff is always cheap. Yeah.
20 euros?
Mm-hmm.
That's like $32?
Mm-hmm. Something like that. Their prices are always good. Every time we talk about them, their price is always low and we always question if it's right or not.
Yeah, so. That's crazy. You know, I'm tempted to order this guy just to paint for my Chaos army that I never managed to get a giant done for them. I mean, I know technically he's undead, but he could still look cool in a Chaos army.
Yeah, for sure.
For that game that doesn't exist anymore.
As we already mentioned, 9th
Age. Yep. Damn you and your...
What?
Your Eunice.
It could work. It's a nice mini.
So. Yeah, it really is. That's hardly even a mini at that size.
Oh, yeah, for sure, bud.
So it's a nice maxi. Yeah. I know, I'm silly. Can't help it. And now I'm distracted by looking at other models on their site going, wow, these are all so cheap. No, must look away. Must look away. Okay. Next up. Oh, that's
and it that for was regular. The last of our regular releases.
Yeah, so that takes us to Kickstarter and crowdfunding stuff. And next up, we have from River Horse, which I believe is Alessio Calvatore's company.
Yes, it is.
Pacific Rim Extinction.
So this is a board game, miniature board game of Kaiju Battle. So you get, based on this, and the IP in the name, so the Pacific Rim movies. So the base game come with two giant pre-painted models. I don't know if what they show in the pictures is to be expected for the paint job. If it is, it's a really good paint job for pre-painted. You get the Gypsy Avenger, Geiger, not too sure.
Jaeger.
Yeah, I haven't seen the movie, so I don't know how they pronounce it. And Shrike Thorn.
Same way as they do in Heavy Gear. It's a Jaeger.
Yeah, I never knew how to pronounce it either. So
well, fair enough.
Didn't help me there. So you get the two. They are 75 meter tall, so pretty big. Comes with all the cards, the boards. You even have some 3D terrain, some 2D terrain, custom dice, ruler, rulebook, everything you need to play. And as they unlock stretch goals, they also unlock add-ons to get some other miniatures. And each miniature comes with everything you need to play it. So the special cards for it, the base and everything. And they are unlocking also add-ons for the base game at the same time. So a lot of options right now. The base box is pretty cheap. So it kind of explains why you only get two of the mini models. But it's easy to add some of the other ones after that. And even the second basic pledge already include two more. So you can go to two versus two.
Yeah. And if you scroll down, you actually see some of the different models.
Mm-hmm.
Like other Jaegers and stuff that are coming up. They look pretty cool. And for $35 for the core set?
£35.
That's really not bad. Let's look at the actual numbers. So they were looking for a £35,000 target. They are currently at £77,000, almost £78,000, with 22 days left to go. So obviously the IP is paying off.
Mm-hmm.
This Kickstarter should be fully funded on Wednesday, April 4th, 2018. Next up, Game Devastation, Brutality.
So this is a combat brawler board game for 2 to 4 player. It looks like an arena board game with miniatures. A bit like we are seeing more right now, like Shadespire, Aristea, even God Tears that's in the beta right now.
Mm-hmm.
You do play with a fantasy-style miniature, though, kind of chaos-inspired. They're not all chaos miniatures. You have all kind of a background for them, but they all look spiky.
Yeah, a lot of them kind of...
The board is not X, like most of the other games of that kind. It's squares, so a little difference there. It comes with a bunch of miniatures, different hazard tile to have special effects, all the cards to get to player heroes, and everything. So if that might interest you in a fantasy setting, go take a look, because the models are pretty cool. The artwork are cool, too. So
yeah, I really like the art they show on the models' cards. I think it's really nice. I like the artistic style. And the models look pretty well detailed. You know, it's amazing because of 3D printing and 3D modeling what they can do now and how fast they can turn out prototype models for, like, demos and stuff.
Yeah.
Never ceases to amaze me. All right. So let's look at the numbers here. So base pledge is 70 US. And that's for the basic board game. And that's the only pledge that's available. I was wondering if there was something else, but I guess not. All right. So they were looking for 42,000 US, and they currently are at 64,000, almost 65,000 US, with 23 days left to go. So this Kickstarter should fully fund on April 5th, 2018. Next in line, Tabula Rasa Games. No, not Tabula Rasa. Oh my god. Just adding words. Why not? Tabula Games. Mistea?
Yeah.
We'll go with Mistea.
Yeah, I think that's good. So this is unlike what we usually see. It's a Euro board game with miniatures. What we usually mention are pretty more American-style games, combat games. So this is a game with miniatures. However, you are more doing area control, deck building, and management, stuff like that. And controlling in that strange fantastical sci-fi setting, a giant crystal crashed into a planet and new life emerged from it after destroying a bunch of stuff on the planet. So you have new adventure trying to rebuild. The miniatures have a kind of sharp edge to a lot of their equipment or their look. Some of them have crystals sprouting from them. There's a bunch of crystal golems. Even their equipment is crystal ridden. Mm-hmm. So it's a different look than what we usually see. I find it's interesting. Some of them I'm not too fond of, but a lot of the other ones I quite like.
Yeah, they do look kind of cool. It's definitely a bit of a different look. It'll be interesting to see what the miniatures do in the game, like if they're just tokens or if they're, because like we discussed it, like there doesn't seem to be.
Well, it's area management. You place the miniatures to control zones,
right?
So,
but it's not a typical miniature game, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of misleading in that regard. But they do look very cool. And I kind of admit I'm the troop miniatures for the crystalline people or whatever. I kind of find them cute. I don't know why.
Me too.
All right. So, what's the basic pledge for the game? 85 euros. That gives you the game, unlocks stretch goals, and your name on the thank you page. All right. So let's look at the numbers here. So they were looking for 55,000 euros, and they're currently at 177,000 euros. So they've fully funded. They have 16 days to go, and this Kickstarter will end on March 29th, 2018. All right. Last but not least this week, Heresy Labs. Heresy Lab Sci-Fi Heresy Girls Miniature Set.
So this is a line of 32 millimeters resin wargaming miniatures. So what they are really is 40k female proxies.
Yeah.
You have some for a bunch of factions. The first one being an Eldar. Second one I'm not too sure of. But you have all style. Some for every faction you could think of. One of that's clearly a sister of battle, even with the Fleur-de-Lis.
The some second one's a tech priest.
Is it?
It's a tech priest engines here, yeah.
Yeah, without the backpack, it kind of looked misleading. There's not enough stuff on it.
Yeah, but that's what it is. Let's look at the axe. The axe gives it away, the polearm. And the fact she's standing on a cog.
Yeah, yeah. After you mention it, the I see it more.
Or, yeah.
But, yeah. Yeah, I see it. But I find some of the other ones are better fit.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. They even have a chaos variants.
Yeah, the Slaaneshi Noise Marine with the what are they called?
Sonic weapon,
yeah.
Yeah.
Blastmaster.
The Lady of Decay with the giant sight.
Yep.
The Ragnarok.
The sniper,
Russian style sniper. She looks good too.
I'm trying to think of what the ice planet is that the guard come from in all the Cephas Kane books. I can't think of it. But there's some really nice female variant models.
And they are adding more.
Yeah. So. And they keep unlocking, so it looks good. And at a certain level, I think, level 10, like pledge level 10, however they decided it was called that, you are paying $65 US, if I'm not mistaken?
Yes.
Yeah. And that will give you access to one of each of the 10 core models, plus you'll receive an additional new model for each stretch goal reached.
That's really cheap.
Yeah. Not including shipping.
Still.
But that is crazy, crazy cheap.
for the amount of details on those models.
Yeah, no, exactly. And if you just want an individual model, it's $8 US. Like, how do you go wrong? It is really, really affordable. Hard to. Yeah. All right. So they were looking for 2,000 US, which really means they'd already designed all the files. And, you know, and they're currently at $23,000 US with 17 days left to go. So this Kickstarter should be fully funded and complete on Friday, March 30th, 2018. And that is that for this week, Antoine. We've made it through another one.
Yeah.
How long did I run us this time?
I don't know.
30 minutes. So it's back to Paul. Yeah, yeah. Sorry, guys. Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, I will let you go so that people don't have to listen to me talk anymore.
Well, see you next week, and bye, geeks.
Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth, or follow us on Twitter at Geeks of the North. You can follow me, Paul, at PRFilio, Antoine at Eltonio Berg, Steve at B_Steve, and if you really feel the need, I guess you can follow Yom. He's at Yomasta. Breaks and outro music by LaDrave. You can listen to them at ladrave.bandcamp.com. See you next time, geeks.
Thank you for checking out a United Geeks Network family member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to UnitedGeeksNetwork.com, where you will find Indie Conquest, a blog helping indie board game designers succeed, providing useful resources from designing games, utilizing Kickstarter, and finally manufacturing and distributing your games. The United Geeks Network. You can broadcast your geekiness at UnitedGeeksNetwork.com.